Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
On Spiritual Awakening Radio, a spiritual talk, a satsang talk based on the teachings of Swami Sant Sevi Maharaj. I was so impressed when Vina Howard sent me the first couple of draft chapters, early versions of two chapters of Swami Sant Sevi Ji's book, The Harmony of All Religions. Vina Howard was translating that from Hindi into English, and I caught a glimpse. I was the first person in North America to catch a glimpse of those first two chapters, and I was so blown away by them. I was so impressed. It was a wow moment. And I've been studying Sant Mat and following Sant Mat since around 1980, and so I was absolutely blown away, and still am. I'm very respectful of the teachings of Swami Sant Sevi Ji Maharaj of the Maharishi Mehi Ashram, Kupagut, Bhagalpur, Bihar District, Northern India. Swami Sant Sevi Ji said, "Blessed are the souls who in today's materialistic world have an inclination towards spirituality. God is found not in man-made Kaabas or holy structures, but in a natural Kaaba or temple within your own heart. By seeking the path within, one will go beyond the sensory realm and will attain the state of oneness. The path leading to God is within your heart. Enter into the Ajna Chakra, the third eye, and you will find your beloved." An initiate, a satsangi, a disciple of Sant Mat, wrote an article called "Meeting an Enlightened Master, Rishikesh, Sanctuary of Sadhus, Sages, and the Occasional Enlightened Master." In a section titled "The Purpose of Life," he describes his encounter with Swami Sant Sevi Ji. With Swamiji, there is no such thing as idle chatter. He talks of the impermanence of the body and the purpose of life. Attaining spiritual enlightenment to avoid samsara, this rebirth in endless worlds of change. He reminds me that when I die, nothing will go with me. I will have to leave everything behind. Except the accumulated spiritual wealth of my personal sadhana, or meditation practice. Swami Sant Sevi Ji said, "This mysterious path is described in the holy books, but it cannot be realized simply by the study of sacred texts. It is realized by the grace and guidance of an accomplished teacher. Learn the right technique from a satguru. Walk within yourself and rid yourself of all the worries, all the stresses, strains, all sorrows by meeting and merging with the Supreme Soul. We only have one consciousness stream. When we associate with truth, we ascend upwards. And when we associate with untruth, we fall down. Today we remember Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj, the great scholar sant. Born on December 20th, 1920, and passed on June 4th, 2007. One university student who is a satsangi or initiate in New Delhi wrote of him, "To the most endearing soul I know, a radiant personality, a sea of wisdom. To the one who is not awed by the trivial material pleasures of this world and decided to look beyond. To the one who is the personification of a great disciple, who at every dawn of his life followed the teachings of his master like no other did, who devoted himself physically and emotionally at the lotus feet of his guru like no other did. I bow to this magnificent drop of the divine on this day and every day. A savior of humanity who directed us towards our supreme goal. The earth would be a much more beautiful place if divine souls like him would be born here every day. I bow to you, O great drop of the divine. Your birth is a blessing for us. Your birth is a blessing for humanity. Your birth is a celebration of the divine that is present in each one of us, but which is in a dormant state. We only need to awake to the divinity. We only need to awake to the celebration of pristine virtues. Hail, Swami Sant Saviji." The three levels of satsang. The term satsang means, in India, a spiritual gathering or meet-up. It means associating with truth. Association with sat. Sang means association, and sat is a name for God in Sanskrit. The eternal truth. That which is eternally true. The three levels of satsang, according to the teachings of Swami Sant Saviji. The third level of satsang, association with the writings of sages and saints. In daily life, we need the guidance of a great sage or saint. Even though we might encounter many so-called mahatmas or sadhus, the task of finding and identifying an accomplished guide is difficult. So, in consideration of this, how would satsang or association with a true saint be possible? The answer is that we can study the teachings of the great saints of the past, because in their teaching we will find the elaboration of the truth. This, then, is the third category of satsang. Generally, when we speak of satsang, this third category is what is meant. This kind of satsang includes the study of scriptures and words and writings of the saints and prophets of the past, unquote. Some commentary. Unless a satsang is playing a video or audio recording, most likely someone is giving a presentation, mostly featuring readings from the writings of a living master or past master of the tradition. The idea, the thought behind this, is to focus on master wisdom, the teachings of saints and mystics, to benefit by that. Satsang is an oasis away from the distractions of the world, the politics and all of the other distractions. And satsang is a refuge away from the distractions of the New Age and the metaphysical teachings and all sorts of supernatural subjects too, to get away from all of that as well, to simply focus on the wisdom of the masters. And that's a rare thing to encounter in this world, and thus the need for satsang, a place for master wisdom, featuring readings from the writings of the saints. The second level of satsang, association with saints. Sant Tulsi Das said, "The association of the saints brings association with the divine and alliance with people who are engrossed in the world leads the way back to this world again and again." Swami Sant Saviji, to attain ultimate liberation, it is essential to have association with the saints. Saints, having realized the true form of God, become that form. The accomplished great beings who have attained unity with the divine and who have experienced the supreme being even while living in this body have become the supreme being. They become one with their true divine form. Association with these saints is the second category of satsang. However, finding such a saint is no easy task. A true saint is rare and difficult to find. Said Sant Tulsi Das, "Without accumulation of many good deeds, one will be unable to gain the association of a great saint." Swami Sant Saviji, "When our good karmas permit, we are able to come to experience the association of these sentient beings. A more important point is that even if we have a direct encounter with such a saint, we often do not have the wisdom to be able to recognize such a genuine sage." Just pausing to comment here, I've seen that many a time. I get a lot of email and have hung a lot of posters and had a lot of meetings over the years, and I can say that sometimes those in the West greet with great suspicion, you know, a teacher from India. They're very suspicious. A lot of critical thinking going on there. Not very receptive. They are treating someone who's a nice old man, who's totally harmless, and only has love in their heart for humanity. They're treating them with great suspicion. But they are easily manipulated by some cult leader and end up joining some weird cult. Because in this world, the genuine mystic is at a great disadvantage. They have so few tools in their toolbox. They don't have any manipulative tools to work the magic on the crowds with their silver tongue. Quatrains of Nostradamus and Feast of Tabernacles and Y2K and a planetary alignment back there in 1977, and well, there's always something, a harmonic convergence, a Mayan calendar prophecy kicking in soon. There's always something. There's lots of things, lots of manipulative tools to get people to be fearful of some tragedy or apocalypse around the corner on the one hand, and safety from that on the other hand. There's lots of tools that the unethical teacher has to manipulate people, but a genuine sage just has reason and an appeal to truth and discussion about meditation, and those things are very boring indeed to most people. Very boring. And so I've seen that over and over again. People greet with suspicion the nice old man who only has love in his eyes, but are easily manipulated by prophecies and apocalypses and quatrains and Y2Ks and planetary alignments and calendars kicking in and all of that stuff. And that's how it is in this world. So having the wisdom to recognize a genuine sage itself is a rare thing. Swami Sant Saviji, the first level of satsang is association with God. What is this element which is indestructible, has always been constant, and will remain forever as such? That element is the supreme being of the universe. Association with this being in reality is association with truth or satsang. But what is it that would associate with the supreme being? Is it the body or the senses? The answer is that it is neither of these two. It is only apart from the body and senses that we will be able to associate with the Supreme Being. This is because it is only our soul that is an inseparable part of the divine. It is only we, our soul, that is capable of merging with the divine. Our individual soul is truth, and also the Supreme is truth. True satsang is the unity of the soul with the Supreme Truth. This is the highest level of satsang. Says Swami Sant Saviji, know yourself and know God. Practice drishti sadhana, or the meditation of the inner light, and surat shabd yoga, the meditation upon the inner sound. This will remove the layers of darkness, light, and sound that conceal your soul from the Supreme Sovereign Soul, i.e., God. You will thus get to know who you are. And when you know yourself, when you know thyself, you will also know God. In this process of dhyan, or meditation, the scattered consciousness gets fully collected, and there appears a refulgent point, which, according to the holy Bhagavad Gita, is the infinitesimal form of God. There appears the refulgent lights in the inner darkness, and our consciousness starts hearing inner divine sounds. In this state, the true master guides the practitioner. Whatever little is possible, do meditation every day, says Swami Sant Saviji. But never ever give up or discontinue meditation. You will definitely meet with success. All of you, please keep on practicing meditation every day, regularly. Gurudev will bestow upon you success. We sit in meditation, fail to concentrate, and get upset or fed up. A pessimistic thinking sets in as to whether or not I, quote, would be able to do it, unquote. No, we should not get nervous or anxious, nor should we nurture any doubts in our minds. We must go on trying with persistence and perseverance. The main hindrances to success in the practice of meditation are the following: procrastination and laziness, activity of thoughts during meditation, daydreaming, fanciful imagination, planning, the rising of any kinds of thoughts. Unless we overcome the challenge of procrastination and curb the ever-rising tide of mental activity during meditation, we cannot reach our noble destination, the state of union with God. The unvigilant practitioners usually become engrossed in thoughts or fall asleep. These formidable passes must be crossed for success. During meditation, we should be vigilant and awake. Whatever is our point of focus, we should diligently keep our mind on that goal, and we will not be bothered by sleep, says Swami Sant Saviji. I was reading from the book by Swami Vyasanand, who was actually mentored by Swami Sant Saviji. And he was saying, it's a real bad place to be at if in meditation we cannot escape from falling asleep, or we cannot escape the running commentary of the monkey mind, if we can't get unstuck from those, if we're just locked in, held prisoner by those things. That's a bad place to be at. So we need to be free of those and progress in our meditation. Free of the running commentary of the mind. Not that we will always be free of the running commentary of the mind, but it will no longer dominate We will keep getting better and better in our concentration and move from struggling over meditation into being in that void of darkness. And divine grace will work its magic, and eventually the light will appear, and the sound will manifest as well. Things will progress if we keep at it in meditation, and that is a necessary thing. Whatever level we get to in this life, we don't lose it. We come back to it again. And that's true of the next life. You pick up where you left off. If you got hit by a bus on the way to satsang, in the next life, when you close your eyes to meditate, that same light will be back again. You'll pick up where you left off. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. Some commentary, but mostly readings today from the great teachings of Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj of the Maharishi Mehi Ashram, Kripagat, Bhagalpur, in Bihar District, northern India. Swami Sant Saviji, the scholar Sant. After the break, we'll delve into the art of seeing, quality meditation, the seven key practices of Sant Math, the seven stages of mystic ascension, as well, according to Swami Sant Saviji. Stay tuned for more Spiritual Awakening Radio coming up.
Planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
It is my great pleasure today to be sharing with you the teachings of the beloved Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj. The following is titled The Art of Seeing. In the Upanishads, it is said that the divine has created these senses to go outward and away from our true identity. Some patient and persevering practitioner desires the nectar of the inner world and brings the outward senses to an inward focus. If, after hearing about the possibilities of this interior voyage, our inner journey, how do we behold and experience this? Seeing in this way is called drishti, that is, the art of seeing, the art of vision. There are five kinds of drishti. One, the sight, the ordinary sight with the regular eyes, the sight of the waking state, that is, seeing things in the everyday world. Two, the sight within the dream state, that which sees dreams. Three, manasi drishti, which is seeing with the mind's eye. This is the realm of imagination, seeing while imagining. Four, divya drishti, is divine sight, through which the vision of the celestial worlds is seen. And five, Atman drishti, the state of seeing the absolute self. In considering these five types of seeing, everyone in this mundane world experiences the first three. The last two are only developed through meditation. Quality meditation, focusing one's attention, or surat, the attention faculty of the soul. Without formless or subtle meditation, attainment of the inner light is not possible. You must get yourself out of the darkness. How will this happen? Pratyahara. 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 Pratyahara, bringing the mind back, which is followed by dharana, sustaining of focus for small increments of time. At first, this will be for a very short amount of time. Pratyahara is the repeated practice of bringing the wandering mind back to focus. By repetitive practice of pratyahara, we are able to focus for a little while on the object of meditation. This focusing for small amounts of time is known as dharana. When this dharana continues for extended periods, then the state of dhyana, or true meditation, complete focus, occurs, says Swami Sant Saviji. I think it's neat that there are terms for these different stages of meditation. If you can name something, you can think about dealing with it, overcoming it, getting better. You know, by having a specific term for refocusing again, that's so helpful, I think, to the process. I'm glad someone has invented these terms and make use of them. We can observe when we're meditating that we have gone off track. We are being distracted by the running commentary of the mind, have started to digress. And this happens to everyone. We just become aware of this and refocus again on meditating. That's pratyahara, bringing the mind back to focus again. When we successfully focus for short periods, those short periods of quality meditation are known as dharana. We get better and better at it and have longer periods of quality meditation. That's called dhyana, or true meditation. not just going through the motions or struggling, but actually experiencing some quality time in meditation with complete focus. Swami Sant Saviji, whatever little is possible, do meditation every day. When we see darkness with our eyes closed, we are in the realm of death and rebirth. We are unaware of our true nature. What is the place to be reached? When we close our eyes and see darkness, this is the realm of ignorance. When the light dawns within you, then you understand you reside in noble regions. In darkness resides ignorance, and in light resides knowledge, says Swami Sant Saviji. The Western term for this kind of spiritual knowledge or mystical knowledge is gnosis. In darkness resides ignorance, and in light resides gnosis. When we come out of the realm of darkness and enter into the realm of light, we will at the same time transcend the web of death. It is not possible that we can remain in darkness and be free from the net of birth and death. Having achieved inner light, we can be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. Through inner meditation, the jiva atman, or individual soul, begins to ascend toward the soundless state, where it will eventually merge with God. When the soul thus experiences oneness with God, it will attain ultimate peace and supreme joy. Sant Mat teaches a path to the attainment of this joy and peace. This is the significance of the way of the saints, or path of the masters, and the importance of Sant Mat, says Swamiji Maharaj and Swami Sant Saviji in The Harmony of All Religions. As it says in the Hebrew scriptures, darkness will no longer be dark. You will no longer remain in the dark, as Jesus said in the New Testament. Even the darkness will not be dark to you, it says in Psalm 139, and a saying of Jesus from the New Testament. Those that put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. If you'd like to receive a copy of the Sermon on the Light, listen for my email address at the end of today's program. Request the Sermon on the Light. It has all of those sayings about light. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And so on. Or as it says in the Gospel of Philip, if we can see the light now, we will see it in the other place. But if we are not seeing the light now, in other words, we won't find it in the other place, in the beyond. Mystics always teach that we must become one with the Supreme Being now, while we are alive, as Kabir might put it, while we are in this body, in order to be tethered to that light in the next life or in the beyond. Mysticism is not about future afterlifes, second comings, and Mayan calendars, and all of that stuff off in the by and by, in the future, at the end of time in theory, but a practice where we experience in the here and now the divine light and sound, and go from darkness to light here and now, in this life, in order to progress into the beyond and through inner space. Stay tuned for more spiritual awakening coming up.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, India, once said, "There is a being who is inaccessible, or Agam Purush, unfathomable, Alak Purush, and nameless, or Anami Purush, and who has no locality and is not confined to space." This is a reading from Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj. We travel back from the realm of darkness to the realm of light, from the light to divine sound, and from the realm of sound to the soundless state. This is turning back. This is what Dharma, or religion, really has intended to teach us. And it is the essence of Dharma. Seven Key Practices of Sant Mat Mysticism by Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj. In these four parts of Satsang Yoga, there is an extensive elaboration by Maharishi Mihi Paramhans of the following subjects: the jiva, or individual soul, the supreme God, nature, and moksha, bondage and liberation, the realization of the Supreme Sovereign God, and the importance of moral conduct. God is realized in one's own self, therefore the inner practice or meditation is absolutely essential. Within the work is depicted the systematic practices of Manas Jap, also known as Simran or Zikr, Manas Dhyan, which means visualizing the form of one's teacher, or divine ideal. 3. Drishti Sadhana, inner light meditation, and Surat Shabd Yoga, inner sound meditation, through which the Supreme Sovereign is realized. In addition, the work, referring once again to Satsang Yoga, the great four-volume set by Maharishi Mihi Paramhans, the work prescribes moral rectitude, or leaving acts of untruth, stealing, use of intoxicants, violence, and adultery. We can summarize the essence of this work in the words of our great master Maharishi Mehi. In these four parts of Satsang Yoga, the practice of devotion and striving for liberation require seven means, which are of absolute importance. One, satsang, association with the saints, which includes the study of their writings and scriptures. Two, selfless seva, or service, of a spiritual master. Three, extreme love for God, or bhakti. Four, moral rectitude. Five, purity of the heart. Six, japa, or simran, the repetition of a divine name. And dhyana, meditation. In the practice of meditation, both gross and subtle meditations are described. In subtle meditation, the meditation of the bindu, or point, the meditation of light, drishti sadhana, the yoga of inner vision, and the meditation on sound, or surat shabd yoga, are described. As Sant Nam Dev once said, pierce through the six chakras and ascend upwards. Listen to the melody divine arising there. Through the melody, the turbulent mind is quelled. Realize that only thus is thy practice made fruitful. Listen to the heavenly music and attain liberation while still living. It is your music I hear, O Lord, the rhythm of drums, jantar and veena. The supreme moment has come, said Sant Nam Dev. Seven stages of mystic ascension. According to the teachings of Sant Mat and the teachings of Swami Sant Sabiji, starting in this world, in the physical plane, praise or bhakti, banis and bhajans, that's the first step. Praise, bhakti, devotion to the Supreme Being through the singing of hymns, banis, bhajans, sometimes they're called kirtans. Two, prayer. Three, manas jap or simran, the repetition of names of God. And this is the first stage of meditation. Four, the second stage of meditation, manas dhyan, visualizing the form of the master. The third stage of meditation, drishti sadhana, seeing the inner light via the third eye center. The fourth stage of meditation, nada sadhana, hearing the inner sounds. And lastly, point number seven, the seventh stage, reaching kivalya, or oneness. So again, the seven stages of mystic ascension to heaven according to Sant Mat and the teachings of Swami Sant Sabiji, praise or bhakti, singing of hymns, banis or bhajans. Two, prayer. Three, simran or manas jap, the repetition of names of God. Four, manas dhyana, visualizing the form of the teacher within. Five, drishti sadhana, seeing the inner light by way of the third eye center. Six, nada sadhana, hearing the inner sound, also known as surat shabd yoga. And seven, reaching kavalya, or oneness, merging into God. That's the seventh stage. That's the natural progression that starts in this plane with one's intent through praise and prayer, and then the repetition of names of God. That is a kind of exercise preparing you for inner sound. Visualizing the form of the master is an exercise preparing one, making one more receptive to seeing within. And then, of course, the next stage is actually seeing within by way of focusing at the third eye center and contemplating on the inner light. And then comes the inner sound. And finally, oneness with the Supreme Being, also known as Kavalya, the seventh and final stage of the mystic ascension of the soul. Stay tuned for more Spiritual Awakening Radio coming up.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutGA. That's facebook.com/lovinghutGA.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
According to Sant Mat, the goal of Sant Mat spirituality and meditation, our path back to the source, the inward journey back to God, according to Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj. Sant Mat, the path and teachings as taught and practiced by saints, Sant Sat Gurus, delineates the path of union of the soul with God. The teachings of the saints explain the reuniting as follows. The individual soul has descended from the higher worlds to this city of illusion, bodily existence. It has descended from the soundless state to the essence of sound, from that sound to light, and finally from the realm of light to the realm of darkness. The qualities or natural tendencies of the sense organs draw us downward and away from our true nature. The nature of the soul or Atman draws us upwards and inwards and establishes us in our own true nature. Returning to our origins involves turning inward, withdrawal of consciousness from the senses and the sense objects, in order to go upward from the darkness to the realms of light and sound. The natural tendencies of the soul, or Atman, are to move from outward to inward. The current of consciousness, which is dispersed in the nine gates of the body and senses, must be collected at the tenth gate. The tenth gate is the gathering point of consciousness. Therein lies the path for our return. The tenth gate is also known as the sixth chakra, the third eye, Bindu, the center located between the two eyebrows. This is the gateway through which we leave the gates of the sense organs and enter into the divine realms and finally become established in the soul. We travel back from the realm of darkness to the realm of light, from the light to the divine sound, and from the realm of sound to the soundless state. This is called turning back to the source. Couplets on inner sound Mind and Light Meditation by Swami Sant Sabiji Maharaj. Begin meditation with internally chanting or repeating the Guru Mantra, the charged words given by the master at the time of one's initiation. Then try to visualize the radiant form or image of the Satguru in the still darkness of the inner sky with eyes closed. Follow that with focusing your attention at the seat of the soul within, i.e. at the third eye, or the inner eye, or the Tildwar. By making the two streams of consciousness in your two eyes converge into a single point. When the two currents of consciousness meet at a point, divine light appears within. Then practice Surat Shabd Yoga, the yoga of divine sound. Shift your attention to listening to the divine sounds or many melodies or anhad nad ringing inside. Listen to the divine sound. Listening to the sound divine destroys all the perversions, agitations, and fickleness of the mind. Ascending beyond or transcending the many sounds, try to identify and tune into the quintessential unstruck melody called Sar Shabd or Anhat Nad, which alone is capable of transporting you and merging you into oneness with the Supreme Lord. This is the ultimate deliverance or liberation. Return to the three levels of satsang. The three levels of satsang are association with the writings of the masters, a living master or past masters. Something that I've enjoyed doing over the years, reading the poetry, the mystic verses of Kabir, Tulsi Sahib, Dadu Dayal, Sant Radhaswami Sahib, and so on. The writings, the mystic poetry of the classic Sants of India for me have been a kind of yardstick whereby I may measure any living Sant path or alleged or path that claims to be a Sant Mat path to see how much they live up to the true Sant Mat as revealed by the teachings of Kabir, Dadu Dayal, Namdev, Mirabai, Guru Nanak, and countless other classic Sants of India. Reading from the writings of the Sants is the third level of satsang. The second level of satsang is association with saints and satsang. This can be meeting with a physical master, going to see them, to sit at the feet of a master, to meditate with them. They can come to you as well in their radiant form in your meditations and be your inner guide, an escort through the inner planes or regions of inner space. One can communicate with the master through various means. Associating with a master, a living teacher, is the second level of satsang. And the first level of satsang is association with God, unity with God, through the theosis and divinization of merging with God by contemplating His divine light and His divine sound. To receive a copy of the Sermon on the Light I referred to earlier, or to receive more information about the books in English of Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj, I can send those to you. Send me an email at this address. Request those by emailing me at this address, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. james@spiritualawakeningradio.com, or send me a text message at this number, 508-603-9381. 508-603-9381. And be sure to visit my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. From there, you'll see links, tabs, and buttons to many sites relating to this path and spiritual practice. Resources for the path. Further exploring the path of the masters, spiritualawakeningradio.com. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio.
Please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. From there you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/SpiritualAwakeningRadio. Where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.